Space Podcast.
Sup nerds, I'm your host Spike.
I'm your co-host Toby.
And this is the Sup Nerds NSFW podcast.
It is. Happy Sunday.
Yeah, happy Sunday everybody. So, how's your week, Josh?
Man, okay, my week. So, I think I mentioned last, what the hell?
I think somebody threw a rock at my window.
Okay. All right. I think I mentioned last week that my, like, anxiety and depression has been real crazy. Like,
yeah.
The last couple weeks, man, it has gotten worse.
That'll happen. I mean, I'm sorry, but...
Yesterday, I was at AmpGuard, and I was just like, this isn't fun. Like, and I sort of realized, like, the last few weeks, I haven't really been looking forward to AmpGuard like I usually am. And it's just my anxiety, just the idea of being around people, is just not appealing right now. Like, I went yesterday, and I was like, there's a group of my friends standing in a circle, like, talking. It's like, well, they're standing over there. They're not standing by me. So obviously they don't want to be near me. And then I was just like, well, I'm going to go over anyway because I'm just being an idiot. So I went over and stood and I was just like, no one's acknowledging my existence. So yes, they obviously don't want me around. So like I left and it was just my brain being stupid. Like that's just
no, you're right. We were talking before you got there. Yeah, we're like, yeah, we'll fuck with Josh. He's not feeling good. So we're going to fuck with him.
So that's how my anxiety works. And so, like, I left, like, super early, and I was just, like, real bummed, like, the rest of the day.
That sucks. So, I'm sorry.
It's just I just need to find, like, the fun. I also haven't been taking my meds like I should be.
Oh, yeah, that'll...
That might help?
Yeah, I either way, if you start taking meds and then you stop, then that's kind of bad for you.
Well, like, I woke up this morning and I started to feel real dizzy, which is, like, the first indicator that it's been, like, a few days since I've taken my medication. And so I took my pills and I went outside to chill with Charlie and Chanel. And it's been, like, almost 3 months since I've had a cigarette.
Yeah.
And, like, it's been a lot better, but they were outside smoking and I was just like... fuck, I really want a cigarette right now, like real bad. So I didn't have one. I ended up going into the garage and working on a Gundam, but still. Cool. Yeah, my mind's all fucking out of whack right now.
That sucks. I have a funny story for social anxiety, kind of.
Nice.
So we watched, fuck, what's the name of the movie? Like, it was Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
All right.
The guy who did that movie... like, that movie is critically good, but it wasn't, like, financially good, you know? So he went and made another one, which was, like, cheaper right after that. And I forget, it's, like, Constructing Dreams or some shit like that. And if you've seen Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, it's clearly, like, this director had, you know, daddy issues when he was a kid. Like, and because, you know, I can relate to it. It's like, oh, this guy grew up without a dad, and you can tell because he's a soft little sensitive boy like me. But anyway, so, like, yeah. And, like, the shitty thing, too, is, like, yeah, the characters in it, or the main characters are kind of flawed and childish always, but it's like, that's the point, you know, it's recognizing, yeah, I know I'm fucked up, but this is who I am, you know?
Right.
So that's pretty clear to anybody who sees those movies, or maybe not, I don't know. But so I was watching the next one, the Dreams, whatever, in film review class. And I was like, man, that, and then the teacher's like, this is my favorite movie, one of my top favorite movies. And I was like, that's great. It's a great movie. I really relate to this guy. And yeah, it sucks being depressed and shit like that. And then, like, everybody, like, so there were, you know, because after we watch the film, people should be like, oh, what did other people think? And then, like, one guy was like, and, you know, he was okay with it. He was just sort of like, man, I just didn't relate to that character at all.
Right.
He's like, at some point, you just got to pick yourself up. And I was like, well, that's offensive, but you don't know that you're being offensive, so I'm not offended by that. And then there's, like, person after person after person was like, man, that guy was a piece of shit. And I'm just like, fuck, wow. I'm right here. But
yeah, that, I mean, like the way people perceive like mental health in America is pretty fucked up. I mean, it's getting better. Like people are starting to sort of like come around to the fact that like, you know, like people, a lot of people have these sort of issues and it's not something that you can just like clip your or click your fingers and you're going to be better. Because I remember like my parents, you know, for the longest time didn't understand. what it was that I was going through. Like, they just didn't get it.
Yeah.
And so finally, like, my mom, we were driving around and she was like, well, just be happy. And I was just like, do you have a switch? I was like, do you have a thing where you're like, I'm feeling sad, I'm going to flip this switch in my head and be happy. I was like, do you have that? I was like, I haven't been able to find that. Like, trust me, if I could not feel this shitty, I would. It doesn't work
so
like that.
So that shitty thing happened, inspired me to, for one of my projects, from one of my finals for a 3D animation class, I'm going to do a skit of that. So what it is they're watching Jurassic Park, right? And it ends with the T-Rex like, bah! You know, and then there's like an animated cute little T-Rex guy. And he's like, I love this. I really related to the character. I felt like, you know, he tries to love people, yeah. but his arms are too short and he can't reach out to people or can't hug them or anything. And then people go like, well, you know, sometimes you just got to not be a T-Rex.
Yeah,
doesn't he realize that? Yeah. Life is better when you're not a T-Rex.
Yeah. Have you tried being a Velociraptor?
Have you tried just not being a T-Rex?
Velociraptors are way more social. They run in packs. Do you see how many friends that Velociraptor has?
Yeah, they're popular and people like them, and you should just not be a T-Rex. And I was thinking about, like, what's the best analogy is, like, would you just tell, okay, so let's say there's a lady and she's suffering from sexism.
Right.
You would say, oh, no, the issue here is the asshole or people, whatever.
Right, you're victim blaming.
Yeah, you're victim blaming, but which is what people do with mental illness. You wouldn't just say, hey, have you tried being a man? Have you tried having a penis?
Right.
Because it's really convenient being a man in America. Yeah. You should just do that, you know. Why are you depressed? You should just not be.
So, getting out of Debbie Downer bullshit.
No, let's just bring it all the way down.
Man, so, like, ship. The craziest cool thing is, I guess it's sort of like my first topic, but fuck it, let's just get it out of the way.
Yeah, let's do it.
So ridiculous is Friday night I went and saw a play.
Yeah,
which, like, okay, look, I'm a theater kid. Uh-huh. I have been since I was in the seventh grade. I love theater, but there's like one specific type of show that I just cannot get into, and that's that super deep artistic mm-hmm. like movement and quotations based. Like,
are you talking about like
bullshit.
Where there's just no, like, there's almost no words even? Like, people would just get up on stage and go, banana.
No, that's
because I've been to a play like that.
Yeah, I've
like
seen
legitimately.
Plays like that. No, this one was not that horrific. Like, it was called The Conference of the Birds, which apparently is like based off of some Persian poem or some bullshit like that. Basically, birds go looking for God. Turns out they're God. End of story. So it's like, it's really dumb, and they, you know, they have like, I saw everything and yet I saw nothing. And you're just like, oh
god, did you miss the point of Eastern philosophy?
And it was all like dancing, and there was like a chick playing a guitar, and they had like drums and like a flute.
That sounds hilarious.
It was so weird,
but not supposed to be. That's like, it's like Evil Dead.
I laughed through their whole show because like, so, like, I my anxiety's been real bad, so, like, I wanted to go see the show on Friday night, but uh-huh. I knew it was going to be the gala, so there was going to be more people there
than
usual.
Yeah, people being all crazy and shit.
So I got high. And I had no idea what this show
Best
was.
Story ever.
Becca said, because Becca's doing lights for it, she was like, oh, it's a little weird. And I was like, okay, that's fine. So I got high, and I walked around downtown for a while by myself because we had to get there early for her. And then I went and saw this show, and like, I walked in and I knew I was in trouble because like, I looked at the set, and the set, there was like nothing but a bunch of rugs and like blocks. Mm. And I was like, oh no, this is going to be a movement show. That's going to try to be like very spiritual and try to teach me something. And fuck.
So right after September 11th, right after they started the war in Iraq, there's a play on campus at UNM that I went to, and it started out like really like that. They had these like Easter Island heads rolled, but they're made out of cardboard, and they had people dressed in black rolling them out onto stage and going like, and it was like 20 minutes of that, and I was just like, and it escalated, and I don't remember it. I just really remember the Stonehead heads. And then like, they started complaining about, I mean, you know, rightfully complaining about the war in Iraq or whatever, but the thing that got me is like, they kept saying that 10 million babies had died since the start of the war. And I was like,
that sounds like a made up number.
There's yes, it clearly, I mean, that's like that sounds like so I know, I mean, like, you know, I'm on your side on this one, but
right.
Fucking don't be a douchebag and tell incorrect yeah. facts. Or maybe it was supposed to be, maybe that was part of the artistic thing that I didn't get. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, 10 million babies didn't die. And yeah. it was specifically because they said it like 3 or 4 times. How many more millions of babies will die? And it's like, yeah. why babies? Like, what yeah. is going on? Whatever. It yeah. was, in hindsight, it was amusing.
Yeah, so that show was weird. I mean, it's an interesting show. Like, there's some actually really good parts that I actually did yeah. enjoy of that show, but I was just glad that there were lots of, like, pretty lights and, like, some good music, so at least I could, like, enjoy that while I pretended to know what the fuck was going on. I laughed during the whole show.
That's
like,
funny.
It was just so fucking ridiculous. At one point, they were like, many birds died from the heat and from their wounds.
10 million baby birds died.
Many birds were, like, left in the middle of the night, never to be seen again. Many birds died. And I was like, many birds ran into windows and broke their necks. And then, like, when they came back from intermission, there was, like, this chick with a guitar, which... Man, I don't know if I want to talk about that because that really bugged me too. But anyway, there was this chick with this guitar, and like right as they were coming back from intermission, all the birds were like standing looking at her. And in my head, I was just like, oh, play Free Bird. And I was like, that would have been really rude.
Yeah.
But it would have been awesome.
It would have been hilarious. Play Free Bird.
Yeah.
Man.
So how was your week, Spikey?
It was pretty all right. So it started out bad. Like, I was seriously, I had a serious bout of depression on Monday because, like, you know, even, like, right after that
happened. Let's talk about our problems podcast.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was kind of bullshit because, like, I was legitimately, it's funny because, you know, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind is pretty surrealistic,
yeah,
right?
It is.
The next one is, like, insanely surreal. Like, they did a bunch of cool animation stuff, like, mm-hmm. Claymation animation stuff. And they did that before. Like, they sort of, you know, it's super
Satan.
Artsy.
Satan.
Yeah. Satan. No, they did a bunch of, like, artistic stuff. And that's fine. Like, I don't get bugged by that so much, especially since cool visuals, you know? It
right,
was just really
yeah.
cool visuals and stuff like that. And it had a plot where it's like, yeah, it's a sad, pathetic boy. And I'm like, hey, I relate to that character. But it's like... I don't know, man, like, fucking, I don't know, just fucking, people were assholes. It was that typical, like, it made me realize I don't want to be, I'm glad I went animation and not mm-hmm. film, because
yeah.
the animation kids are, like, yeah. D&D nerds,
mm-hmm.
and the film people are, like, the worst kind of hipsters, like, the kind that you just don't like, you know, they're just so, like... Well, let me tell you all the things about fucking this film and that film. But
yeah
so I was really down about it after that. And I kind of like the next day I was like, man, I don't want to go to class. I don't want to do anything. And fucking like all week just kept getting better. So that's good. But yeah, because like we'd had to do a storyboard and nobody had finished their storyboard except for me. And I was like, guys, it's due like Thursday and we're supposed to like collaborate and redo it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yeah, whatever. And I'm like, okay, maybe he'll give us an extension. And fucking one of the people didn't turn it in at all.
Wow.
Yeah, because I was like the person that collects all the bullshit, you know, like I'm gonna get it and put numbers on it and put it into order. And I volunteered to do that because I wanted to make sure it got done. But yeah, this girl just like I emailed her twice and I was like trying not to be a jerk about it, but I said like, hey, make sure you email me the stuff by noon on Friday. Like that's 24 hours from now. So that's plenty
yeah.
of time to finish 6 pictures, even if there's fucking stick figures, just, you know, and I wasn't mean about it. I was just like, hey, yeah, let's make sure to get it in on by noon on Friday. You know, I just don't want to, you know, I want to have my afternoon to do stuff. You
mm-hmm.
know, I don't want to sit around for 5 hours waiting for you to email me. And like, so noon rolls around and I was like, hey, just making sure, you know, like I waited till like 12:30 and I was like, hey, making sure you're getting that thing in. Just email me here or email me at my personal email address. Here it is. Didn't 2 more hours go by and it's like, hey, you can check me out on Facebook. You can check, send me this stuff on
yeah.
DeviantArt. And I was like,
anyway, just give me
messenger pigeon, fucking something.
Yeah.
Call me. Fuck.
Yeah.
And yeah, she just never even replied to any of my emails. And I was like, okay, cool.
That's... You know what, man? Fuck that shit. Like, I hate group work.
There's
group work is the fucking...
And you know what's you know, I was thinking about that the other day, is like group work wouldn't be too bad if you had somebody distinctively in charge, like an actual boss who was assigned by the teacher. Because that's, because they always give you the excuse that this is supposed to simulate real life. Motherfucker, no, it doesn't. Somebody's in charge when you have a group, any sort of group thing. And if you don't fucking do it, it's not, oh, well, the whole group has to suffer. It's like, no, that person is fired, fired if they don't finish their shit. Or, you know, the experience that I have in the case of the Marine Corps, it's like, you're going to get NJP'd or some shit because you fucking, your failure to perform your duties. That's fucking borderline treason, motherfucker.
Man, there is a animation about this sort of thing on YouTube, and I wish I could remember the name of the girl. Like, it's this chick, she does animations, she just does like cartoons and shit about her life.
Yeah.
And she does a cartoon that's brilliant about group work, because she's still in college. And
yeah, you know, she's just going doing for animation college work. And stuff.
Oh my God, like she just like, basically she had a very similar situation.
Yeah.
Where she was like, there was a group project, and she sort of kind of like stepped in to be a leader, and there was like two people who just wouldn't do shit.
Yep.
And she ended up doing like almost the whole project by herself, and she like told she sent all the conversations that she had with these people to her like a professor, and her professor was like, oh, this is awful, I'm gonna get to the bottom of this and blah blah blah, but still marked down her grade,
yeah,
because of those two fuckos.
Yeah, it's bullshit, man. It's
fuck that.
Meh, like. I don't know. School is so embedded in this is the way that school is supposed to be. And it's not at all like, I mean,
it's not okay.
I've only ever had one job that can be considered professional, and that was in the Marine Corps, which is totally different than civilian world. But like, still, I don't give a shit. If I get any kind of job and like somebody's my fucking junior, whatever, animator or something like that, I'm going to be like, nah, dude, like, I'm going to write you up the first time you fuck up, and then I'm going to write you up again and get a trail of paperwork on you so I can fire your ass.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but the week got better.
That's good.
Started, just been doing a lot of drawing and playing Dongschleider, the game.
Oh, Dongschleider.
Dongschleider. I just started today. I downloaded it last night, and we're talking about Conan Exiles.
If you... and, Ark, but with penises.
It's Ark, but with penises. And, I mean... it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, I'm only,
if
like...
you like that sort of game.
Yeah. Dude, how do you feel about survival? I think we've talked about this, like, last week.
Yeah, we talked about
like
it last
week.
Like,
every game has to be fucking survival.
Yeah, I don't care. Like, I don't like those sort of games.
Yeah.
I really don't like those sort of games, because, like, I don't know. Like, because, like, from what I've seen, like, Conan doesn't have any, like, story. You just run around and try to survive.
There is one, like, okay, so it starts out, no spoilers because this is the first second, but Conan, I guess, the actual Conan, like, frees you from a cross, you got crucified and somehow lived. And then you end up with a bracelet on your arm, and you're in this, like, area where if you leave the area, the bracelet will kill you. And I don't know.
That's weird.
Yeah, and then there's, like, go to the city or something. It's how it tells you at the beginning. It's like, go to the city. All roads lead to the city. And I don't know, man. It's kind of...
it's
interesting. It's kind of like Ark. It's kind of almost exactly like Ark. But the cool thing about this as opposed to Ark is you get into Ark and you have like a list of stuff you can create, right? In this one, it levels you up as you go, so you pick fucking wood and flowers and bullshit, and then that gives you experience, or just waiting around gives you experience,
right?
But like so yeah, the thing about Ark is like you can just see like, oh hey, I can make a gun eventually, and it's like, right now I'm poking around with sticks and a hatchet and shit, but there's a gun, like, that seems like a huge leap, you know?
Right, yeah,
but in
this
game, it's like, okay, you know, I'm poking around with sticks, and then I can get a better pickaxe, and then eventually I can make a sword or do, like, a kiln and shit like that. And it's like, okay, cool, that's like, that seems like an appropriate leap in technology, you know, going from, like, a pickaxe to a fucking sword is not that weird, but going from, like, a fucking sword to a gun to a paraglider thing is kind of fucking weird. Yeah, I think you can. No, okay, in Ark you can tame the dinosaurs and ride around on.
Yes, that's what you can do.
Yeah,
including flying ones, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck that. Yeah. So moving into topics.
Yeah.
So I tried a thing this week where I posted on Twitter and our Facebook, shout out saying, you know, if you have any questions or comments. Or topics that you'd like us to talk about, like, Like, put them out there, like, on our Facebook, on our Twitter.
Because we're out of ideas.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I just think it'd be a fun way to try to engage our audience a little
bit. Yeah.
So, we did get one.
Yeah, our buddy Dan.
Handsome Dan said, favorite trip you've taken just to do nerd stuff, and trip you'd most like to make for same. So, what is the favorite trip you've taken just to do nerd stuff?
I haven't. I don't think I ever. Okay, so like.
You've been to like Gathering of the Clans and stuff.
Yeah, I guess that's.
Like doing, going camping for like a few days and dressing up in medieval fantasy clothes.
That's probably a nerd stuff.
That
yeah.
is nerd stuff.
I don't tend to enjoy clan that much.
Oh, yeah, word.
I would rather include like Warp Tour and I don't know. Yeah, I really don't travel too much for any nerd things. I would like to go to a PAX though. I would like to see a or maybe like a Gen Con would be cool. Like one of the smaller ones. I would never go to Comic Con.
Yeah,
Even if I was like fucking a panelist, I would not go to Comic Con.
I might if I was a panelist. I might if we were big to the point where.
If we were big like Dongschleider.
Yeah, if we were big like Dongschleider and like Comic Con was like, hey, here's a hotel room and here's free tickets and give a thing. All right, I would think about it at that point.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because then you have a pass that lets you skip all that
right,
bullshit.
Right, yeah, you can go into the back way and avoid people. I mean, not that I like would really care if we were popular about talking to people, but, you know, like. Right now is just a schmo. People don't give a shit about me, and they don't give a shit about anybody else, and it's, I don't know.
Yeah, I think my favorite trip to just do nerd stuff was probably when I went to Tucson to go to Wild Wild WestCon.
Yeah, cool.
Which is a steampunk convention. That was a ton of fun. I'm like you. I would love to go to PAX.
PAX would be cool, man.
PAX would be a lot of fun. Emerald City Comic Con, I really want to go to as well. There's a bunch of cons I would love to go to. I have a list. Dragon Con is probably the biggest con that I would go to.
I would like to go to Japan. I mean, like, for just a vacation.
Right,
but
just
to chill. Like, I would do nerd stuff there, too. Like, I would want to really like absorb the culture and, like, go to the weird cafes and shit they have. Yeah. Not a cat cafe. That would kill my allergies. But, but I mean, like, not even, like... I don't know. Like, have you ever heard about the really weird, like, they'll be like, it's a blood-themed cafe or
well,
whatever.
I've seen,
like, they've
like,
got weird shit.
I've seen, like, some video of, like, this group who went to a cafe, and then, like, halfway during their meal, like, they had this show.
It was a blood orgy.
Yes, it was a blood orgy.
All right, time to fuck in the blood pool.
And no, they had like this giant mecha like dragon thing come out, and there was like people in costumes like dancing and shit, and there was like pyrotechnics and
yeah, that sounds pretty cool.
Shit going off, and it's I was like, that is pretty fucking awesome. Like, why can't we have that in the States? Because we're not weird, and it wouldn't do well.
Yeah, people like the same bullshit. Yeah. They want Wendy's.
They
want
to go to Benihana's, and like that's the extent of people's excitement.
Benihana's pretty cool.
I've never been.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I've never been to an actual Benihana, but I've been to I think Chinese food place that did the flippies with the
flippies.
Yeah.
Oh, what is the not hibachi?
I think
that's something completely.
No, isn't it hibachi? Or I don't know. Who gives a shit?
Isn't it hibachi that like masturbation wand?
Maybe. I don't know. Fleshlight?
No, it's for girls. Like it looks.
Oh,
like
okay.
Looks like a giant like PlayStation the motion
you're thinking of the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, that's what
the the Nintendo Schlick.
All right, well, do you have any fucking topics?
Yeah, I do have one topic. Okay,
oh,
so the trailer for Transformers 18 came out.
18?
I don't know.
Is that
what
they're up
4,
to?
8,
it's
5,
like Land Before Time. There's just like a billion of them now. They have musical numbers now for some fucking reason.
Yeah. It's almost. So it's Stranger Things. New Transformers is Stranger Things. Like it's a tale about a bunch of kids doing E.T. shit with their friends.
doing
E.T. shit with their friends.
that sounds so boring. Hey man, you want to get her to do some E.T. shit? Like you just sit around eating like Reese's Pieces.
Right, and like touching fingers together. Yeah. Like, oh yeah, girl.
Burying each other with like stuffed animals and shit. Yeah, that sounds like a great
controlling
time.
Your friends with your mind and making them drink beer and kiss girls in school.
Oh, that'd be great.
Kissing girls in school. So yeah, like I don't really care about Transformers and I'm not going to go see it, but it kind of like irks me a bit that like, okay, so it's not specifically Transformers. It's just big corporations doing this in general. It's like there's one corporation that has its finger on the pulse of the current zeitgeist, and that's Disney, to be honest. Like,
yeah, Disney's
they're pretty
good
like
that.
As far as a huge ass corporation goes, they know what the fuck they're doing when it comes to being like, oh, hey, this is popular, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
So they kind of like they follow that, and sometimes they make the standard, you know, because they're like cutting edge as far as that shit goes. But then you have like tiny ass corporate, or like, you know, the people who did fucking Stranger Things, you know,
that's so good.
Yeah, it's like, but it's a small little thing, right? So you have this huge ass company that's like, ah, let's completely copy that. You know, it's like you have. I mean, like a good example would be fucking all the DC movies recently. They're like, well, we don't know what we're doing, so we're gonna just carbon copy Avengers, you know? And it's like,
right.
Come up with an original idea, man. Take a chance. I don't know, but yeah. So that kind of bugs me, but
yeah, I don't know, man. Like, it seems that trends, specifically when it comes down to movies and entertainment and stuff like that, like movies tend to follow the same trends. Like, I've noticed recently, a lot of movies are doing like those tentpole films, those ones that have been going on for a while.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, our lead character is now the bad guy. Like, Terminator's doing it. Fast and Furious is doing it. I mean,
wait, so
Civil
Arnold
War.
Is the bad guy again now?
What?
You said Terminator's doing it.
No, I mean Transformers.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, movie series that I don't give a shit about.
Yeah.
Transformers. No, they start with T. Like, Transformers, like, Optimus Prime is now, like, an asshole or something.
Is he the bad guy in it?
I guess. I don't know. I don't pay that much attention. I know in Fast and Furious, like,
is
Dom
he the,
is not
is
the
he,
bad
is
guy.
Is Optimus Prime the Demogorgon now?
Yes, now he is the Demogorgon. Oh, speaking of, like, Stranger Things. So, like, the other day I was on YouTube,
uh-huh.
And this ad was playing. And I was like, dude, this looks like the coolest fucking thing I've ever seen. It was like a bunch of kids with like superpowers and shit.
Huh.
And they were doing really cool shit, and there was really awesome visuals. And the girl from L, or the girl who played L,
yeah,
was in it. And then like Maisie Williams was in it. And I was, who plays Arya Stark in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, dude, this looks fucking baller. I was like, I was pumped. I was like, what the fuck is this? When is this
was
coming
this
out?
Was an ad for Tide?
It was like a Converse commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
I was so fucking pissed.
Make this fuck. Yeah, I hate it when that happens. It happens a lot. Like, you'll be like, what is this?
Yeah, you're like, oh.
The fucking Ford Focus? Shut the fuck up.
Fucking Godiva chocolate? What the fuck does any of this have to do with Godiva
chocolate?
That chick
had a fucking sword and she was battling a dragon and you're talking about Godiva chocolate. You're killing me. Make this
so
movie
stupid. It was so fucking frustrating. It was so
well I mean
bad.
On the plus side, so a lot of times what happens is people will get they'll get a job like that, making, you know, directing a commercial, and they'll make a badass commercial like that, and people will be like, holy shit, this guy should, you know, fucking direct a real TV show or a real movie. So hopefully all the people that are making those will eventually go on to make some amazing
maybe
movies.
I hope so, man, because that looked fucking cool as shit.
Yep, but fucking Stranger Things. I don't know.
Iron Fist came out this week.
Oh, did it? I haven't watched it.
I've watched 2.5 episodes, and I was a little worried because two things had me worried about Iron Fist, and that was, like, the reviews-wise, it was just getting trashed.
Really?
And so I was like, well, maybe it's about time that Netflix had a bad one, you know, because
yeah,
they've been doing
really
good
with the Marvel.
And then, like, in an interview with the main guy, like the main actor,
Mr. Fist,
Mr. I Fist,
Ian Fist here.
We probably shouldn't call him I Fist.
The I Fist, dude, from Apple, the I Fist.
Oh, gross. They asked him, like, what was his response to all these bad reviews and shit, and he said, the one thing that I just loathe to hear now.
What's that?
Which is, oh, well, it's we didn't make it for the critics. We made it for the fans. And, like, that has been come since Cavill did it for Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
That has become code for this sucks.
It was shitty and something fell apart. Yeah. So now it's bad.
I just, oh, man. So I've watched, like, 2.5 episodes. Admittedly, the first two episodes reek. They are
bad. Sucks. No.
They're bad. Because, like, with, like, Jessica Jones and Daredevil and Luke Cage, you knew immediately the tone and sort of the overall theme from from the very first episode.
Right, like the opening scene is like, okay, this is what this is going to be like.
Yeah, like you really got a good sense for what to expect for the rest of the series. This, it just feels lost. Like there's no real uniqueness to the to it.
Yeah.
So you just feel like, oh, this is just a show. It's getting better. There are some compelling characters in it. Like I said, 2.5 episodes. I still like it. I enjoy it.
Are they doing his origin story? I'm curious.
Because they haven't.
Okay. His origin story is similar to Doctor Strange. Because like, they go to the same place. Correct me if I'm wrong, but
he
learns Kung Fu from Shangri-La or whatever. I don't remember, but I don't know. I don't really know that much about Iron Fist and Doctor Strange, but I had watched a thing that said something like that, but...
Yeah, it's, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, even the fight scenes seem sort of like, meh, like, who gives a fuck?
You'd think that they would be the best fight scenes since he's the best fighter among four of those people so far.
Yeah.
But
who knows? Like I said, like, I barely scratched the surface on this.
Maybe he'll fight Luke Cage. Isn't that like a thing? Like, the immovable object is Luke Cage and the unstoppable force is Iron Fist?
Maybe.
I don't know. Who knows?
I mean, they're pretty good at stopping him in the second episode.
Yeah, are they?
Yeah.
He's just a shitty guy.
Yeah, he's not very good at what he does.
Well, like, that so sucks. Far.
I don't know. Like, who knows? It might be great, but give it a shot. I'd say watch it.
Yeah, I was thinking while you were saying that, I realized why I've never watched Jessica Jones, and I've always not wanted to watch it. Just because I pictured, because that lady is Jesse Pinkman's girlfriend,
yeah,
right?
And
I just picture her as
Breaking Bad.
Yeah. I can't picture her as not Jesse Pinkman's girlfriend, I guess.
Right.
I don't know.
Which was kind of odd too, because David Tennant was the bad guy in that, and he played he was Doctor Who for a while.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, I was seeing him as David Tennant rocked it as a bad guy.
Hmm.
He was really fucked up. Yeah, he did a fantastic job in that role.
Nice.
Yeah.
What time do we got? Well, fuck, I don't have anything else.
Like 10 minutes. I got some other shit going on probably. Mass Effect 4 is getting some shit in the news and
like
reviews.
Bad shit.
Yeah.
I was watching
it on a little bit.
I fell asleep while watching a Let's Play of Mass Effect, and it seemed mediocre.
Yeah, so
because
far
I was asleep.
They've released who did Ubisoft? Not Ubisoft. Fuck.
Activision.
I don't know. Whoever made Mass Effect is trying to push a subscription service.
Man.
Which is fucking stupid.
Stop trying to do subscriptions for your single-player games, man. It's so weird.
It's so dumb. So if you did the if you subscribed, then you got to play, like, the first two missions already, like, for free.
Oh,
you
okay.
can go ahead and play them. I mean, the game comes out on, like, Monday, like, tomorrow, the next day. It comes out the 21st. So, like, people haven't said, like, oh, fuck it, this game is so dumb, it's so bad. I'm like, you've played two fucking missions. Like, okay, like, one of the biggest complaints was that, like, facial animations are real fucked. Like, you look like you're...
Uncanny Valley shit going on.
Well, it's just, like, all the faces look like they're just super tired. They're, like, not
Man,
emoting.
We traveled through a lot of space, man. I'm fucking spent.
Yeah.
I can't do this anymore.
But it's, I mean, who knows? Hopefully they're, like, hopefully, like, those are, like, day one patch bullshit that they're gonna fix. Like, they know they're going to have a fucking problem, but, yeah, fucking, I don't know, man.
I don't know, dude. It's so cool to hate, and that is such a thing that is
prevalent. Oh, it is such a cool thing to hate.
It's so prevalent in video games and anything online. Like, yeah, I think that No Man's Sky would not have suffered. I have not been playing it, by the way. It's not that great of a game, but it's, like, the thing is it is way better than so many fucking games out there. Like,
right,
No Man's
Sky
is... And that mostly has to do with the asset flips that have been happening on Steam. Like, you know, like, people go on a Unity store and buy some shit and make a fucking shitty game out of it. And, like, that's horrible, and that's not a fun, unique, cool game. And No Man's Sky is a unique game, at least.
Yeah, I mean, at least it's different.
And it's got some hours of fun. You know, you've got, like, 6-7 hours of fun in No Man's Sky, bare minimum.
Bare minimum.
Yeah, yeah. And you could stretch it out a bit too. I don't know. Like, I'm pretty burnt out on No Man's Sky, and I don't think I'm gonna play it anymore. But I don't think it's, like, the worst fucking game of all time. But
people
just get on that hate train and fucking ride it.
Speaking of games and stuff, I think we're gonna start streaming.
Who?
Me and Charlie.
Oh, okay, cool.
at the house. I think we're going to start doing that. I think we might do it under the Subnerds umbrella.
Yes.
I guess it's something I
should have news.
Talked about you. I mean, it was something we're thinking about because it's something like you and I have talked about previously with streaming and stuff like that. And you don't have the time.
Yeah, I really don't. That's a good point.
And so, like, Charlie and I have nothing but time because we're both disabled. Like, he and I were talking about it the other night. And
but
I was
time.
Like, you know, the thing you... that took me a second.
It's butt time.
It's butt time. Come here, Charlie. It's,
it's butt time.
But, like, you know, the thing you need if you want to be a streamer is you need chunks of time that you can dedicate to just playing video games, right?
Yeah.
And Charlie and I, after discussing it, figure we have at least 2 hours, 5 days a week that we can devote to streaming.
Yeah, is it going to be the same day, hours every day? Because that's what you should go for.
I would like to. I would like to be like
it's just a way easier to say, hey, we're going to be streaming Monday through Friday two to five. Like that, instead of saying we stream on Mondays 2 to 5, we stream on Tuesdays, blah, blah, blah.
Well, because what I would really like is that because Twitch now, they also push creative streams.
Yeah.
So people doing art.
Yeah, like, that'd be cool.
That's a big thing on Twitch right now. So... You know, if he and I can, like, game, like, 3 days a week, 3 or 4 days a week, and then, like, me, I can do creative Twitch streams, like, one or two days a week, that'd be pretty fucking fantastic, and it'd be a good way to fill in some time.
I've been thinking about, I've also, because, like, I wanted to do, like, a painting with Bob Ross style thing, but just a total joke and a joke, like, a mess of a joke, like, because, you know, I've been really, like, hating on a lot of web comics lately.
Yeah.
Because most of them are very bad, and, like, most of them, that's kind of what sucks, is it's just, like, I feel like I'm better than most of them, and I feel like a lot of people are better than most of them, but when I see one that I really like, I was showing you that one, I was like, yeah, this guy's actually really good, he's got good line work, got good color work, and he doesn't just cell shade, and... But a lot of it is really bad, so I wanted to do, like, a mock, like, how to, like, do various things of, like, how to draw, you know, it's sort of like the Strong Bad how to draw an anime character. Well, you gotta have really big freaking eyes, you know, but, like, with a how to draw a webcomic. First, you just take the most goofy brush you can find and close your eyes and dab it on the screen, and that's your character. Put some eyes on it. Nope, this is looking too good. We better make it look more shitty. And you want to use the elliptical tool to do their head.
Yeah.
Perfectly round head. I don't know. I thought it'd be kind of funny, but I don't know, man. It's kind of one thing I've wanted to dabble into is streaming, but also it's like, I don't know that anybody would watch it. But.
Yeah, which is kind of like a weird thing, you know, especially when you're unattractive fat dudes.
Yeah.
Like nobody really wants to watch
check
that
out
shit.
Our Twitch stream, unattractive fat dudes.
Like we should like if it was like me in a push up bra and like a low cut shirt, maybe. All right, maybe like people would be into
you'd
that.
You'd get a real niche audience, yeah. But yeah, you'd get some followers.
It would be a real weird following. I don't know, man. Like at this point I just kinda want to try some new shit. And...
You should follow your dreams.
Yeah, fuck it.
Reach
not,
for
right?
some kind of stars.
Like if all I'm doing is playing video games now anyway, like why the fuck don't I just try?
Yeah.
This free thing.
Yeah, you could. It also like is pretty adaptable to YouTube, so you could just post them on YouTube too. I don't know.
Well, one of my favorite streamers. I don't even watch his streams. Day Nine. He plays a lot of Hearthstone. Once he's done with a stream, he just uploads a video, not unedited. He just uploads it directly to YouTube. Uploads. Uploads to the YouTubes.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. I think you should do it.
You're gonna do it.
I was thinking about doing some Crowfall streaming just because not a lot of people have, like, especially around the early access thing. Uh-huh. But that's more of like a grab for like, hey, I want to get a niche audience that not a lot of people are able to watch, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Probably not. Crowfall's not a lot of fun right now. Well, yeah, I think that this podcast is done.
I think that's it.
So, bye, nerds. Thanks for listening.
Bye. Have a good one.
Yeah, bye. Ace Podcast.